It's KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Amazon.bomb. That was the cover story in Barron's in 1999. The story asked, when will this company actually turn a profit? Right now, Amazon stock is at its all-time high, around $889. And experts say it might soon be a $1 trillion company. $1 trillion company. There is some upheaval happening at Amazon, particularly when it comes to groceries. Let's get the big picture now from GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Bill.
Amazon just surprised some people by shutting down diapers.com, soap.com, beautybar.com, et cetera, yoyo.com, whatever that is. What's happening at Amazon?
So a bunch of stuff. So the Quidsy acquisition, which was diapers.com, they acquired that for about $545 million 7 years ago. That was a company that they say they could not get to profitability, although there's a new report out today that Quidsy was actually headed toward profitability this year. So that one is a little bit uncertain, unclear on exactly what's going on there.
Well, what else would it be except Amazon not thinking it's going to make enough money for Amazon to bother dealing with it?
7 years ago, diapers.com, 7 years ago and prior, was a very significant Amazon competitor for a very specific part of its business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one way to take competitors out of the landscape is to acquire them.
Ah.
So you can sort of see the dynamic now. Whether that was actually what they were doing there, it's unclear, but obviously, the momentum is now going toward Amazon's own diapers business, and so there's some strategic business stuff perhaps happening behind the scenes there.
I see. In Seattle, Amazon's been developing their brick-and-mortar Amazon Go store in South Lake Union. It's the store where you walk in and take stuff off the shelf and walk out. No register, no cashier, no human interaction necessary. Remind us why Amazon Go is on hold.
For now, the reports are that Amazon Go and the technology behind it is not working exactly like Amazon wanted. If you have too many people in the store or they move too quickly, the sensors are not picking up what they're doing. And of course, that's key to the cashierless checkout technology. So the idea, as you said, is to just walk in, scan your phone when you walk in, and then the store tracks you going around it, much like it would track you going around a website. But the tracking is not working as well as it should.
Well, that store sounds really technically hard to pull off. I mean, should it be surprising that they're still working on it, or is this a big deal?
I think ultimately Amazon Go will open and it will be at least a technological success. The question is whether it'll be a market-based success and whether it'll ultimately spread out across the country. But Amazon would not have announced that publicly if it were not at least somewhat confident that the technology was going to come through. Now, keep in mind, it's just Amazon employees in a private beta for now, even though they've announced it publicly.
Right. Now, meanwhile, more public is the Amazon Fresh Pickup stores opening in Ballard and Soto. How important are these?
These are a fascinating development because it's one more example of Amazon trying to get just a little bit closer to its customers and increasingly being willing to go beyond the borders of its apps and its website. The idea behind Amazon Fresh Pickup is that you order your groceries online, schedule a time to pick them up at the store, and then you actually go there and they bring them on out, and it's a very Amazon experience. Now, this is also only launching as a private beta for Amazon employees, which is a little bit odd in the neighborhood because it's this very high-profile location. It's right there on 15th Avenue Northwest as you come off the Ballard Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, for now, it's just Amazon employees. They're clearly giving a little bit of a sneak peek here, but being very careful about how they roll these things out.
One more food note. Some packaged food giants will visit Amazon this spring in Seattle to discuss shipping Oreos, et cetera, straight to online shoppers instead of to store shelves?
That's right. So think about like a bottle of Tide. How confident would you be in that bottle of Tide getting to you in a package with a bunch of other stuff without leaking? Not very confident, at least that is the concern. So one thing they're talking about is improving the packaging to make sure that those things don't happen, they don't leak, and that a variety of other packaged goods actually are appropriately packaged for online distribution versus sending in big trucks to your neighborhood grocery store.
Oreos are in these flimsy...
Exactly.
They're made to be crinkly and colorful and light and all this stuff. Is Amazon saying, look, just stop, eventually stop shipping to the Walmarts altogether? Or you know, like, that would be a revolution if you just didn't, you know, that now we're talking, oh my God, you're not shipping to store shelves. But that's not the vision.
They certainly want a greater share of the overall purchasing by consumers. The real impact here is if Amazon starts setting standards for the way that these things are packaged in a way that also influences the way they're packaged in the store. You could see one kind of standard packaging emerging from this effort. This was a report by Bloomberg News, by the way, that came out with this insight into these meetings. Really, you're starting to see Amazon go beyond the basics here. They've got the web stuff nailed, and obviously they're going to continue to refine that, but they're getting to the point where they've got to make advances beyond their core technologies. And so you're seeing all these various efforts beyond just the website.
How important is this to Amazon, and what I care as a customer? Is this going to change my life if the makers of Oreos start shipping them in bomb-proof pallets?
I can tell you, for a lot of people who use Amazon, things like frustration-free packaging, which they've tried to do similarly in terms of setting a standard, that is a real game changer in terms of being able to open up something without having to take a hacksaw to it.
Yes.
So if they can do things that simplify the customer experience and end up rippling out into the rest of the industry, then it is a big deal. It's not a huge game changer, but if they can do it also in a way that gives them more market share, convinces these Procters and Gambles of the world to essentially cater to Amazon before they cater to traditional stores, that is an important tipping point.
So we've been giving you a few notes here and there about what's going on with one of Seattle's biggest employers. We started with Amazon stock being at an all-time high. I mean, what big picture, what's all this add up to for Amazon these days, and of course for our region?
Historically, there has been a ton of questions over whether Amazon can turn profits.
That's what we did. Every quarter, we said that.
Now, what you've seen is Amazon use a related business, Amazon Web Services, their cloud computing business and storage business, to basically support the rest of the company. It's really fascinating how this has happened. And that's in many ways removed a lot of the doubts about Amazon's financial viability. The questions now aren't so much, can Amazon turn a profit? It's, will they turn the dials to turn a profit this quarter? And how will they spend their money more cautiously? And then the question is long-term, can they build a fourth and a fifth big core to their business that'll drive their growth down the road? And things like logistics. So they initially built Amazon Web Services for themselves, essentially. It was taking their own online infrastructure and basically selling it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You could see them doing very much the same thing with their logistics business, where they've got trucks and delivery vehicles, planes, and now even boats that are traversing the world. Very easily, they could turn that into something that they sell capacity to other companies through. So this is really a company without a lot of limits. And I think you're seeing that optimism reflected in the stock price.
So in the spring of 2017, we don't see an end, whether you like it or not, whether you like the changes Amazon's brought to Seattle or not, no end in sight for now.
Right now, certainly you don't want to be too bullish on this. I mean, anything can happen, but this is one of the most remarkable companies in the world.
Todd Bishop, co-founder of GeekWire. Always good to see you. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Bill.